We did a great job at Columbia. We drove the cost of healthcare down. The way we did it is we just measured the living daylights out of everything. We had great people, and we just measured.
That was part of Scott's response to the question of whether he thinks fraud is one of the common sense ideas he wants to use to improve government. Scott is former CEO of Columbia HCA, which pled guilty in 2000 to Medicare and Medicaid fraud. He used the rest of his response to suggest that heads of businesses are, on the whole, more accountable than politicians.
In business, if something goes wrong in your business and you're the CEO, you're held responsible. Your revenues go down, customers go away, you lose value in your business, things like that. In contrast, look at the position we're in as a state right now. Unemployment's rampant. It's not getting better. Homeowners underwater. It's getting worse. State budget, after all this stimulus money, is $5-plus billion. Name one politician, name one, that said, gosh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have voted that way.
Audience member Lee Alexander is president of a Largo company that manufactures medical devices. She said Scott's record isn't exactly reassuring.
I hesitate because I want to be civil when I say what I'm about to say. But as I said, I've been a medical company for 23 years that I founded and that I run. And I, unlike Mr. Scott, made money and make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it.
Scott has capitalized on his supposed outsider status in a multi-million-dollar attack ad campaign against Attorney General Bill McCollum. His opponent has responded in kind. Scott had been enjoying a comfortable lead in the polls, though a poll released today shows McCollum leading Scott by 9 points. Kim Black, president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, asked what kind of example such a brutal primary race sets for Florida school children.
As a classroom teacher, quite frankly, from watching the ads, if both of you boys were in my class, I would have sent you out to the office by now on a discipline referral. Florida school children all return next week to school. And as a leader and model for our children, what would you say to them if you were going to create another ad about bullying and name-calling and the things that we work so hard to keep out of the classroom?
This was his response.
On our ad campaign, we focused on, like I said, we focused on, you know, my background, we focus on my beliefs, and focus on the differences. Now, if you're in teaching, here I'll give you my position on education. The one thing that's disappointed me about education in the state is we don't think about what's happening to our kids enough. All of education should 100% be tied to what happens to children and what's in the best interest of children.
Audience member Anissa Rayford said she wasn't at all satisfied with Scott's answer.
I have very little to no tolerance for the type of campaigning that's going on. A dear friend of mine, Kim, who works with the school system, you know, hit it right on the head. If my children were behaving like this, there would be grave consequences for them to, you know. So it's just sad to me, but it was sad that he wasn't saying that that's not the type of campaign he wants to run or that he has any intentions of changing that kind of campaign.
Scott managed to stay on message throughout his appearance. He touted his humble beginnings as well as his plan to run Florida like a business. While Scott points to these as factors separating him from the Republican Party establishment, a recent ad of his may mean a real split between himself and GOP leaders. The ad purports ties between McCollum and disgraced former state party chair Jim Greer. Current party chair John Thrasher said the claims in the ad are false. Today, Scott said he will not take the ad down, adding that establishment Republicans are scared of outsider candidates.
As you know, I'm going to go to Tallahassee and I'm going to clean house. You know, I'm going to go up there and say, look, why are we doing things this way? We know if you're a taxpayer in the state, we know what money's being wasted. We know taxes are too high. Think about where we are. We have unbelievable unemployment in the state. We have a budget deficit. We're walking into a $5 billion. So we've got to elect somebody that's going to go up there and say, we can't do business as usual. And that's what I'm going to do. That scares people.
If elected governor, Scott would have to work with a Senate president and House speaker who supported his opponent. Asked if he saw this as a problem, he said, not necessarily.
As governor, I'll make sure I appoint people that are like-minded. I want to work with anybody that believes the same way I do.